May 7, the Church's Hope. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 25 to 27. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. But now he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. When the writer says he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages, the word ages means something that joins on to something else to make either one or both of them complete. The old age and all that went with it was coming to an end. The events of Jesus' life and death were bringing the old dispensation, the old covenant, to its fulfillment, to its completion, its goal, and so its close. At the same moment, the long-promised and awaited new age was dawning, and as Jeremiah had noted, the central characteristic of that new age was that sins would now be forgiven once and for all, as in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. Any Jew reading the above text would be thinking of the Day of Atonement. On this single day each year, the high priest would enter the most holy place. He carried the sacrificial blood to make atonement for the sin of the nation. His re-emergence out from the temple tent declared that the God-ordained ritual for forgiveness had been completed. Jesus, the true high priest, has gone into the very presence of God, into the heavenly sanctuary. His followers are eagerly waiting for him to reappear, but this second coming reappearance won't be in relation to sin. The work of reconciling man to God is finished. The blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. When Jesus reappears, it will be with the one aim, to save those who are waiting for him, to transform them so they become the people God wants them to be as citizens of his new creation. Are you eagerly awaiting his reappearing from the heavenly sanctuary? Do you long for his second coming? This is the hope of the church, the final consummation of the age. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come.